כי חילצת נפשי, אוי נפשי ממוות. כי חילצת נפשי, אוי נפשי ממוות. אתני מנימה, אתני מנימה. אוי רק לי, אוי רק לי,
just the question.
Hello, friends. It's an honor for USA, LA, and Kabu 2 to open the lesson. I often think about the morning lesson and what a gift it is to us, a real gift from the Creator. And when I look at the screen and I see all these faces from everywhere across the globe, sometimes I go like, where have these people come from? What's going on? And then I remember what Rob said. I think he said that the Creator uses tweezers and picks us out of the masses to do this work, to take on the burden of the kingdom of heaven. And, you know, for us to be able to gather together and unite in this work is an absolute blessing. We get to submerge ourselves in the light of the sages. We get to be directed by Rob and guided by Rob, and we get to partake in this beautiful, powerful environment of friends, this unbelievable environment. So all that I wish for the next 2.5 hours is that we open our hearts, we melt together as one, and draw the light and the love of the Creator, so that the joy and the happiness and the peace and the hugs and everything that comes from the Creator that is good can just be found in every corner of humanity. L'chaim, l'chaim, friends. Let's do this. Back to Petah Tikva.
Nikra Keta Makor.
We'll read a source excerpt. There is a special power in the adhesion of friends, since the views and thoughts pass from one to the other through the adhesion between them. Each is incorporated with the powers of the other. And by that, each one has the power of the whole society. Therefore, although each person is an individual, he has the power of the whole society.
Again,
there is a special power in the adhesion of friends, since the views and thoughts pass from one to the other through the adhesion between them. Each is incorporated with the powers of the other. And by that, each one has the power of the whole society. Therefore, although each person is an individual, he has the power of the whole society.
Active workshop. How do the friends influence you and elevate you? Show the friends your appreciation. Again, active workshop. How do the friends influence you and elevate you? Show the friends your appreciation.
טוב, האמת שאצלנו בעשירייה זה קל. להסתכל על החברים ולהגיד ממש כל חבר וחבר, הנה יושבים פה ליד. וכולם גדולי.
And everyone are, they're all the greatest in the generation. And they give me the strength to come here every day and continue this work. Without the friends, you're lost on this path. So we need to be grateful for everything they do. And the fact that I'm able to be here with you,
that's
a symbol that you're doing something great.
The latest time is a great example of how much the friends influenced me. It turns out that lately I needed extra thoughts, and I truly feel that it's working on me. Without it, I don't know how it would be, because you can't really compare. Next. Each day anew, the friends show me what's important and what's not important in this world. They organize my values, remind me why it's worthwhile to be alive, to get up in the morning, what to think about, what not to think about. It's not to be taken for granted. It gives real flavor to life.
You, the friends, give me shame. How I am material and you are in bestowal on love.
Yesterday we had a nice exercise. We wrote down, each one wrote something about another friend. And we explained on the Zoom why he's given us an impression. It lifts this friend, it invokes envy, a great deal of inspiration. And in this way, through examples, good positive envy, examples of bestowal, we raise one another. And in addition to what Eyal said, we have a friend, Dave, who for the past 2 months is in the army, in the reserve. And even though he can't connect to the lessons, most of the time you can see from the efforts to connect and to listen during the day how important the path is, how much inspiration it's giving us. And so you open the eyes to see the greatness of the friend, you can only go off from there.
Answer right, they influence me when they give me an example of opening their hearts in raising above when it's hard, in gratitude to you for the efforts.
Wow, what an amazing workshop. The hearts are warmed up, and we know for sure that it feels good and pleasant for brothers to dwell and to be together, and for the Shekhinah to be with us. You know, truly we're talking about love of friends, and when there's love of friends, there's love in the world. And when there's peace between the friends, there's peace in the world. And all we have to do is really is come together and allow the Creator to do the work that He wants to do through us. The friends show us how to annul. The friends show us the greatness of the Creator. The friends are even able to speed up the time and hasten the goal for creation and constantly bring the Creator contentment. So it allows us to rejoice and be able to truly say that from love of friends we'll reach the love of the Creator. And in this moment, there's but one single prayer being raised. And this is the Holy Shekhinah. This is the Holy Society. So let there be peace between us. Let there be love. And build this vessel so the Creator may dwell during the lesson. We love you, friends.
Excerpt number two. Bala Sulam.
And Israel camped there before the mountain, which as sages interpret as one man with one heart. This is because each and every person from the nation completely detached himself from self-love and wanted only to benefit his friend. As we have shown above in item 16 regarding the meaning of the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself. Turns out that all the individuals in the nation had come together and become one heart and one man. For only then were they qualified to receive the Torah. Again, and Israel camped there before the mountain, which our sages interpret as one man with one heart. This is because each and every person from the nation completely detached himself from self-love and wanted only to benefit his friend. As we've shown above, in love your friend as yourself. It turns out that all the individuals in the nation had come together and became one heart and one man, for only then were they qualified to receive the Torah.
Active workshop. Help the friends detach from self-love and come together as one man with one heart. Again, active workshop. Help the friends detach from self-love and come together as one man with one heart.
Let's think that the true reality is taking place in us. The reality of one whose name is one, and we live the power bestowed between us. And among the entire world, around the world, and there's no more self-love. It's over. There's only force of bestowal that surrounds us and envelops us.
I think that now we're sitting together around one table in front of the teacher and in front of the writings. That's our time to raise ourselves above self-love towards connection.
And
we want to grab onto this opportunity and embrace it.
Thursday, as they say, the day of the friends, we gather tonight to connect. We have an opportunity, a special opportunity to pray for friends who have no ability to connect to the lesson, to gatherings. Friends whose head is occupied with their loved ones, let's be together and give place for prayer.
Yes, Thursday
is always a special day for us. And there is a mutual action, that there is room for mutual exertion, and a person can detach from himself and start thinking of the other. And so thanks to the Creator for having such a ten that gives you the possibility to even detach from yourself.
I know one way to help a friend disconnect from self-love, from concern for himself, and that is to give a personal example, to give him an example that you take all his problems upon yourself, that you support him, you participate with him in his sorrow and his joy, his cares, his concerns, to give him a feeling he's not alone.
And such inclinations between us, they awaken the upper light that gives us the arvut, the upper arvut, and releases each one from their own concern.
Yeah, this light is in the friends. If we only open our eyes, our heart will see the great friends that surround us. We'll be able to think about them, and suddenly we'll see all the good, and the world is in us.
The Creator takes care of us every second. Let's be grateful and let us come closer to you. Also, Sar mentioned the prayer and thought all of the friends for the soldiers. Yesterday, I had some activity with the younger friends, and they just jumped up and said, let's make a clip to one of our friends, let's give him strength, let's give him love. I was really inspired by it. From their desire to just to hug the friend and his family. I wish that we can hug all of the nation of Israel.
תפילת החברים. אנו מודים לך
מפרייר of the friends.
על שהבאת אותנו לה...
We thank you with our whole heart for bringing us to this work with these great friends. Thank you for showing us every day, and in even the smallest ways, that you are truly the good that does good, that there is no other force in the world besides you. Help us to direct our hearts more intensely and with sharper aim than ever, straight to you, for the sake of your exalted thought of creation. Your mercy is great, and we are grateful for every overcoming above our reason and evil inclination that we experience together. As we study, may your light shine through us and reach every person, so that humanity will come to discover and follow the path of light and be released from the shackles of the servitude of the egoistic nature. You're the life of lives, and we love you, and we want to live for you only. Please help us come even closer to each other and to you, and to need no more than the reward of knowing we are serving you. Amen.